From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The Senate's repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell has advocates declaring victory for what they say should have been done years ago, including Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins.
This is indeed an historic day, and I am just delighted with the strong bipartisan vote.
In all, eight Republicans sided with Senate Democrats on the 65-31 vote Saturday, abolishing the military's ban on gays serving openly in the military. Conservative organizations agree with Senator John McCain of Arizona, saying the Senate vote does not reflect the rank and file military members. President Obama says he'll sign the measure into law as soon as it reaches his desk. Immigrant advocates are bitterly disappointed that the Senate on Saturday doomed an effort to give some illegal immigrants a chance to get legal standing. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, Democrats could not overcome the GOP's objections to the bill.
The so-called DREAM Act would have given hundreds of thousands of immigrants a path to legal status. Those who are brought to the U.S. before age 16, have been here 5 years, have high school degrees, and who join the military or enroll in college. But Republicans opposed the bill, and it failed 55-41. Jorge Mario Cabrera is spokesman for the Coalition for Humane Immigration Rights in Los Angeles.
The Senate has thrown under the bus the lives and hard work of thousands and thousands of students who love this country like their own home. And in fact, they have no other home.
Critics said the DREAM Act was a backdoor amnesty that would encourage more people to come to the U.S. illegally, hoping to eventually gain legal status. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Heavy snow has brought much of Britain to a standstill. As Larry Miller reports from London, the government says it has no control over bad weather.
British Airways canceled all its Saturday flights. Train service across Britain has been severely affected, but it's the roads that seem to be worse hit. Highways are backed up miles, with hundreds of vehicles stuck and abandoned in the snow. The government's transport minister is Philip Hammond.
Well, look, we don't control the weather.
The government faces criticism for not investing in snowplows, but Hammond says that's not a good use of funds.
This is something that happens a couple of times a year.
Hammond says that if people need to drive, they need to prepare for the worst.
Well, people certainly need to take responsibility when they go out on the roads in these kind of conditions. They need to be prepared at the very least with shovels, blankets.
Forecasters say this could be the coldest December for 100 years, and more snow is on the way. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A band of winter storms in California is threatening Los Angeles and nearby areas with flooding this weekend. Officials in Southern California are preparing for possible mudslides. This is NPR News. The Israeli army says an airstrike on Gaza has killed five militants, the deadliest attack on the coastal strip in months. The Israeli military says the men were preparing to launch a rocket attack on southern Israel when they carried out the strike. Palestinian officials confirm the five were militants. Hamas controls the Gaza Strip, while the rival Palestinian Authority controls the West Bank. Pakistan's top intelligence agency is denying it helped publicly expose the CIA station chief in Islamabad. The CIA has pulled the official out of the country, citing security threats. As NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from the Pakistani capital, the incident could damage already strained relations.
The removal of the CIA station chief, a rare act, came after a lawyer for a local journalist publicly revealed the officer's name in court documents. The plaintiff said the CIA official should be held accountable for the deaths of his son and brother in a U.S. drone missile strike in North Waziristan. Few expect the case to succeed, but it has renewed uneasiness over the drone policy. The CIA runs the program, and the attacks have risen steeply in the past year. Dozens of suspected militants were killed by drone missiles Friday in Pakistan's tribal area. Speculation that disgruntled elements within Pakistan's intelligence service, the ISI, could have outed the station chief met with angry denials. One ISI official said it is tantamount to creating a rift between the two intelligence agencies. We haven't done it. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
A private plane carrying a group of skydivers has crashed in south-central Louisiana, killing three people. Acadia Parish witnesses told authorities the plane lost power when it was about 200 feet in the air Saturday afternoon. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News, in Washington.